glad you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, May 18th, 2023. I'm your host, Donna Leland. Our program today is a tribute to singer, writer, evangelist Keith Green. When I came to know the Lord in 1982, his songs would be the first ones to form my new perspective. My Christian roommates had his cassettes, and the music and words comforted me in that in-between world of saying goodbye to the old and embracing the new. I remember the day and the time when I heard the news that Keith and two of his children went home to be with the Lord in an airplane crash. He was at the height of his music ministry and also his last days ministry, Discipleship Complex. We look back, remember, and give thanks for Keith Green on today's Mark and Friends. Keith was born in 1953 in New York City to a Jewish family.
I didn't even know I was Jewish till I was about 12 years old. I was brought up with like the teachings of Jesus plus the teachings of metaphysics and different things and all kind of mixed together in a blender kind of a thing. And when I was about 16, I rebelled against everything that I was brought up in because it was so confusing. You know, I didn't really have any kind of a base, a foundation, you know, because I was brought up, they were telling me that I really didn't have a body, you know. And you know, although I clothed it and fed it, it wasn't real, you know, and I was just walking around going, you know, what am I doing here, you know? So I went the whole route of the young people today, and especially then on the West Coast, you know, into the drugs and Eastern religion and meditations and yoga and all these different things that I figured were going to satisfy me, and they did for hours or days at a time, but then I'd always come down and you know, go, well, that didn't do it. Because I always knew that when I'd find true happiness and peace, it would last. And I searched with my whole heart. And in all the Eastern religions and all the cults and all the world religions, they always gave some credit to Jesus Christ. The Muslims say that he was a prophet. The Krishnas say that he was an incarnation of the Godhead in his age. Yogananda and all these different Eastern teachers said that he had Christ consciousness. You know, they always use words like Christ consciousness, Christ this, Jesus that. The Buddhists would even say he was a Buddha. You know, he was another incarnation of God like Buddha was. And in all my searchings, I saw that all these people were pointing to Jesus. They're going, well, yeah, Jesus is one of the ways, but we're one of the ways. And they wouldn't all agree on anything except that Jesus was one of the ways. And then I looked into the Bible where he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one gets to the Father but by me. So they all gave him credit, and he only gave himself credit. And I went, well, that kind of eliminates everybody. They all say he's cool, and he says he's the only one that's going to get you there, so I guess I'm safe. So I started praying to Jesus. So I figured I had no choice but to go with him.
Like a foolish dreamer trying to be sky, all my hopes would come tumbling down, and I never knew just why, until today, when you pulled away the clouds that hung like curtains on my eyes. Well, I've been blind all these wasted years, and I thought I was so wise, but then you took searching for you just rolled away the stone that held my heart. And now I see that the answer was as easy as just asking you in. And I am so sure I could never doubt your gentle touch again. It's like
Keith would dabble in Jesus for about 2 years, vacillating between what he'd been told as a child and what he was now discovering in the Bible.
In Christian Science, where I was brought up, to say that Jesus was God was blasphemy. They made a very heavy emphasis on that, that Jesus was God. That was the main stumbling block to me. And I remember one day in the summer of 75, walking down the street and looking up and going, "All right, Jesus, I buy it, you're God." And everything snapped. I was holding out. I was very stubborn. I didn't want to be religious. I didn't want to be traditional. I didn't want to be classified with the Protestants and Catholics fighting in Ireland and the Muslims and Christians fighting in Lebanon and the charlatans on TV and radio that spend 10 minutes preaching and 50 minutes begging for money. And I didn't want to do that. You know, there was so much hypocrisy. If it wasn't for hypocrisy, I would have become a Christian 5 years before that. But
finally, Keith got a hold of the simple truth that God loved him and wanted to change him.
That was the greatest miracle that he could have done. I could have seen, you know, Mount Everest go skipping across the United States and jump into the ocean, and that wouldn't have done as much for me as him changing me. Well, for those 2 years, like I said, I prayed to him, and he, through his grace and mercy and patience, wooed me through the Bible, wooed me just between my own personal search, and brought me to a place where I was willing to be a religious fool. Witnessing, You win half the battle when you tell them, when you can convince someone you believe. If you can't get someone to believe something that you can't convince them either.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me.
Seek a crown for my reward. He
that once burnt bright and clean. Replace the land of my first love that burns with holy fear.
Keith Green met his wife, Melody, and they formed an outreach to people who are part of the Jesus People movement in California. And then in 1977, he began his discipleship ministry, and he called it Last Days Ministry. He moved the headquarters to Texas and began to invite people onto his property to live in community and learn about the Lord. Keith Green was very uneasy about his role as an emerging celebrity. He would always speak out against the Christian music industry's tendency to imitate secular show business ways. He says, "Why do we idolize Christian singers and speakers?" He said, "We go from glorifying musicians in the world to glorifying Christian musicians." And he called it out. He says, "It's all idolatry." He refused to follow the trend to dilute his music and dilute the gospel. Instead, he ramped it up and came up with songs that would showcase Christ Jesus as the Good Shepherd. His 1982 album, Songs to the Shepherd, concentrated worshipful music, praising the Lord with uplifting pop music. He also shook up the Christian music industry when he announced that his record would be sold for a variable price. He even gave it away for free to those unable to pay. It sent shockwaves through the Christian music industry, causing other artists to reconsider their album and concert pricing policies. An estimated 200,000 copies of his album was distributed on a pay-what-you-can-afford basis. Here's the title cut, So You Want to Go Back to Egypt. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek effort to wake up and shake up believers.
So you want to go back to Egypt, where it's warm and secure. Are you sorry about the one-way ticket when you thought you were sure? You wanted to live in the land of promise, but now it's getting so hard. Are you sorry you're out here in the desert instead of your own backyard? Eating leeks and onions by the night. know there's nothing to do but travel, and we sure travel a lot. Cause it's hard to keep your feet from moving when the sand gets so hot. And in the morning it's manna hot cakes, we snack on manna all day. And they sure had a winner last night for dinner, flaming manna souffle. Well, we once complained for something new to munch. The ground opened up and had some of us for lunch. Ooh, such fire and smoke. Can't God even take a joke? Huh?
No.
This Moses acts like a big shot, who do he think he is? Yeah, it's true that God works lots of miracles, but Moses thinks they're all his. Well, I'm having so much trouble even now. Why'd he get so mad about that cow? That golden cat Moses seems rather idle. He just said,
Keith Greenwood, Go Home to Be with the Lord in 1982. For some, they saw it as his life becoming cut short. But in God's estimation, his work on this planet was finished. He had boarded a small Cessna aircraft for a brief sightseeing flight around his property. Also on board was his son Josiah and also his daughter Bethany, along with a pilot and eight other passengers. It was overloaded, and the plane crashed shortly after takeoff, killing everyone on board. His wife, Melody Green, went on to carry on with the Last Days Ministries and also his record label, Pretty Good Records. I'm just grateful that his songs were recorded and we could enjoy them today.
Make my life a prayer to you. I wanna do what you want me to. No empty words and no white lies. No token prayers, no compromise. I wanna shine the light you gave through your Son. You sent to save us from ourselves and our despair. It comforts me to know you're really. Oh, I want to thank you now for being patient with me. Oh, it's so hard to see when my eyes are on me. I guess I'll have to trust and just believe what you say. Oh, you're coming again. Coming to take me away. I wanna die and let you give your life to me so I might live and share. gave to me, the love that set me free. I wanna tell the world out there, you're not some fable or fairy tale that I've made up inside my head. You're God, the Son.
Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends and our tribute to the music, the ministry, the life of Keith Green. Coming up tomorrow on Mark and Friends is Pastor Jason Schiffo as he faithfully ministers God's word to us on Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media.